Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship at Good Shepherd Anglican Church on Treaty 6 territory in Edmonton, Alberta, on the third Sunday in Lent. Lent is a penitential season of preparation for our walk with Jesus to the cross and grave. We change our altar hangings to purple, and our worship takes on a character of contemplation of God's great mercy toward us. If you're visiting today, we're happy that you're here. If you're joining us online, Michelle will be your guide through this service. Let her know in the chat if you're having any difficulty hearing or seeing. Please take now a moment in silence to prepare your heart for worship. Our service will begin in just a moment at the sound of a bell. God spoke these words and said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
Oh, come, let us worship.
Please join in singing our opening hymn, The God of Abraham Praise. Grace and peace to you from God. The Lord be with you.
The Lord bless you.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may love you and worthily praise your holy name, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please join in singing our hymn of praise, Vagabonds.
Come, all you vagabonds.
bonds, come all you don't belongs, winners and losers, come people me. You travelers tired from the journey, come wait a while, stay a while, welcome you'll be. Come to the feast, there is room at the table. Come, let us feast in this place with the King of all kindness, who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace.
Hear the teaching of Christ. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Spirit of God, search our hearts.
Hear God's word to all who turn to Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God has promised forgiveness to all who truly repent, turn to Christ in faith, and are themselves forgiving. In silence, we call to mind our sins. Let us confess our sins. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Christ's sake, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen. Through the cross of Christ, God have mercy on you, pardon you, and set you free. Know that you are forgiven, and be at peace. God strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in life eternal.
Amen.
The peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
The word of Christ dwell in us richly. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, help us to see what is eternally good and true, and having seen, to go on searching until we come to the joys of heaven. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for readings from God's holy word.
A reading from the book of Exodus. God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrong use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slaves, your livestock or the alien residents in your town. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witnesses against your neighbors. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or whatever that belongs to your neighbors. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The
word be to God.
Amen.
Let us now pray together Psalm 19 using the emergent Psalter. Please listen to the music team the first time for the anthem, and we'll join them singing it the second time through. Heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. One day tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, their sound has gone out into all lands, and their message to the ends of the world. In the deep has he set a pavilion for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. It goes forth from the uttermost edge of the heavens and runs about to the end of it again. Nothing is hidden from its burning heat. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent.
The hands proclaim the glory of God. The skies are the work of God's hands.
The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart.
The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can tell how often he offends? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound, and innocent of a great offense. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
The hands proclaim the glory of God. The skies are the work of God's hands. The hands proclaim the glory of God. The skies are the work of God's hands.
Reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you now to rise in body or spirit and join in singing in heart or in voice the hymn that announces the gospel, Repentance.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ, the Word.
May I speak in the name of God, the one holy and undivided Trinity. Amen. I love y'all. I love the ministry that we're doing together. I love the way that we have not only survived the pandemic, but are thriving more than ever before. I'm proud of the way that we continue to welcome new members, especially new Canadians. I am in awe of our faithful volunteers who labor to bring in God's harvest. It is a thrill to baptize so many new believers and to welcome children to Jesus's table. It has been my honor and privilege to strive for justice and peace and reconciliation with you these last 7 years. A particular joy for me is the way that we keep our eyes on the heart of the gospel, which the Apostle Paul proclaimed to us today. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Sometimes we Christians act like it's our job to campaign for God, to win debates with non-Christians, to prove them wrong by our powerful arguments. But God does not make these arguments. God did not become incarnate in Jesus Christ to convince us. God came to save us. Paul goes on to say that God did this on purpose. For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. In so doing, God shows us what he cares about. Salvation's not about wisdom or intelligence or strength or wealth or prestige in society. God chose what is foolish to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are. Because you see, Paul is responding to a letter from the Corinthian community that wants to make sure he knows all of us possess knowledge. These knowledge havers, these smarty pantses, go on to describe to Paul the truly wild arguments they are having in the church about whether it's okay to eat food that has been offered to idols, or if it's all right for this one dude to marry his stepmother, or should people get married at all. And Paul spends the rest of this letter responding to them by saying that they are going about this Christianity thing all wrong. Christianity is not a knowledge religion. It's not about knowing what the rules are and following them. It's not a prestige religion that values patronage and status. It's not a self-help religion that gives you tips and tricks to help you improve your marriage and raise your kids right. Christianity is about Christ crucified, the source of our life. It is about the fact that God so loved the world, he came to rescue us when we were perishing, and without our knowing anything about it, he set us free. The choir I sing in has spent this week in workshop with Melanie DeMore, a Black American vocal activist. Miss DeMore taught us spirituals, music that we could learn by heart and not from a page. Music that was created by people who mostly could not read or write music or anything else because they had been enslaved. These spirituals proclaim a God who is coming not to teach, but to rescue, whose power is not to convince, but to liberate. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Sing till the power of the Lord come down. God is coming. These singers testify to set us free from those who have bound us in chains. God is coming to choose what is weak and low and despised in the world, to shame the strong, to reduce them to nothing, but not by overpowering them with violence or winning a debate. God's rescue comes deliberately, on purpose, in the mysterious form of Christ's shameful death on the cross. This is not a message that convinces people who are doing well in the world or who want to be. It is a message for those who know that they are powerless in the world and they need rescue. So Christians should be the last ones to try and puff ourselves up with knowledge to be sure that we've got the only way to live right. We know how foolish and ridiculous this news we have the audacity to call good sounds. And we don't care, because the power of the Lord comes down anyway, without our help, no matter who believes it. It's not our job to win arguments for God. It is our job to proclaim that the oppressive forces of this world, powerful though they might seem, powerful enough to kill God, God's self, do not get the last word. They lose in the end, which helps us keep the faith no matter what the conditions are around us. If Mr. Moore's enslaved ancestors, looking at the generations before them that had been held in bondage, looking to a future where all the evidence told them their descendants would still be held in bondage, could believe that God was coming to rescue them, then we can too. We don't need logical proofs to win this argument. We don't need to convince other people that our lives are better than theirs and they better imitate us if they want to get good with God. We just need to believe the testimony of the great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us. We believe in a God who comes with power to save those who are perishing, to set free the captives, and bring recovery of sight to the blind. God has done all this without our help, while we were yet unconvinced, while we were yet sinners. And no matter the conditions around us, we'll do it again. Amen. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed handed down to us by our ancestors. Let us confess as we say we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, and has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite you now into our time of prayer. In this church, we practice radical freedom during the prayers. So adopt whatever position draws your heart to God, and you don't need to match your neighbor. You can stand, kneel, or sit. Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those preparing for baptism, and for their teachers and sponsors, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
How do you do this? For peace in the world, that a spirit of respect and reconciliation may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For grace to amend our lives, and to further the reign of God, we pray to you, God.
Lord, have mercy. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Michelle, we have another slide. Thank you. We are the body of Christ, brothers and sisters.
By one Spirit, we were baptized into one body.
Keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen. We are bound by the love of Christ.
I invite you to share God's peace with one another. If you are online, we send you our greetings of peace from here in the church. Well, have a seat if you're not already seated. Good morning and welcome again to Good Shepherd Anglican Church. If you're visiting today, we're very happy that you're here. If you're visiting online, I invite you to introduce yourself in the chat so that others who are worshiping online can get to know you and who you are. And if you're here in person, please do join us for coffee hour after the service. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries to be blessed today? Oh, yes, Barb. Granddaughter's birthday's on Saturday. Yeah, last week we had a bunch. Maybe we're out. We're tuckered. Yes, Candace? Oh, okay, your son's birthday's also on Saturday. Great, fantastic. Anybody else? Yes, Peggy. Okay, great, on the 12th. Wonderful. Yes. Anybody on the music team? Okay. We'll bless all of the birthdays and anniversaries after the announcements. Good Shepherd, I love you. I am so grateful for the people of God that you are and the community that we have built together. You will have seen the announcement, I hope this is not news to you, that I am a nominee for the 9th Bishop of Olympia. And I would like to say thank you for being the kind of place that prepares a priest to discern God's call to the episcopate. I would ask for your prayers in these coming weeks as I prepare for meet and greets the week of April 29th and the election on May 18th. Until that time, nothing is determined. We will continue to walk through this wilderness of uncertainty together, and God will be with us no matter what happens in May. God will be with us. The World Day of Prayer will be observed on Tuesday afternoon here in the church. I hope you will join us as we pray using materials created by the Women of Palestine. Our Lenten exploration of holy living, holy dying continues next Saturday. We will be discussing the practicalities of funeral planning. I'll talk about my experience working with families, and we'll offer you a form where you can write down your plans for the future to keep on file here at the church. We particularly invite younger people to begin thinking about this already. It's the kind of thing that some people don't want to think about until it's way down the road. But planning ahead, it doesn't mean you can't change it in the future. But writing things down is a very useful thing for your family. All are welcome Saturday mornings at 9:30. We have a number of community celebrations coming up. Dress up for the Oscar March 10th and Pi Day on March 15th. Please do check the weekly roundup and our posters in the narthex for these events, or talk to Tina or Natalie about them. One thing I love about Good Shepherd is our fellowship together, and so I hope you will dig into these community events. This year, I hope you will allow Holy Week to be a time of prayer and devotion for you. These are my favorite worship services of the year. I never leave them unchanged. If it's new to you to celebrate midweek, Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday, I invite you to give it a try if you're able. Remembering the final steps of Jesus' journey to the cross and grave makes the celebration of his resurrection that much sweeter. The worship schedule is posted to the website. For all the other announcements, I do commend them to your attention. Please do check the weekly roundup for more information. Now let's pray for our birthdays. Oh God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants as they begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace, and teach them to trust in your goodness all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. One final announcement I forgot. We are hiring a part-time parish administrator to cover for Michelle while she is on maternity leave. The ad is on our website. Please share with your friends. We would love to have a huge and diverse candidate pool. So please do let us know if you're interested in applying for that position or send it out to your friends. And now, please join in singing our offertory hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. To you, Lord, belongs the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty.
All that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. And out of your own we give you.
Thank you. The Lord is here.
God's Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is right indeed. It is our joy and our salvation, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise through Christ, your only Son. You are the source of all life and goodness. Through your eternal word, you have created all things. From the beginning and formed us in your own image, male and female, you created us. When we sinned and turned away, you called us back to yourself and gave your Son to share our human nature, who, though tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. Through him, therefore, we may triumph over sin and grow in grace. Therefore, with the faithful who rest in him, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing,
heaven and earth.
All glory and thanksgiving to you, Holy Father. On the night before he died, your Son, Jesus Christ, took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he took the cup, and when he had given you thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it to remember me." Glory to you, Lord Christ. Your death we show forth, your resurrection we proclaim, your coming we await. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Therefore, loving God, recalling your great goodness to us in Christ, his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate our redemption with this bread of life and this cup of our salvation. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which we offer through Christ, our great high priest. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine which we receive may be to us the body and blood of Christ, and that we, filled with the Spirit's grace and power, may be renewed for the service of your kingdom. United in Christ with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing, honor, and glory be yours, here and everywhere, now and forever.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us sing.
Our God in heaven, holy is your name, your reign come, your will done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and help us forgive as we have been forgiven. In the time of trial, lead us into light, for yours is the kingdom and the power.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We who are many, one body, for we all share the one bread.
Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us, and we in him, and that we with the whole company of Christ may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. Draw near and receive the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ in remembrance that he died for us, Let us feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
My soul, raising my
I invite you now to rise in body or spirit as we give thanks to God after receiving Holy Communion. Praise and glory to you, Jesus Christ, our Savior, for you do not call the righteous, but us sinners to repentance. You draw us away from the easy road that would lead to our destruction. You call us instead to seek God's kingdom, to strive for what is right, and to lay up our treasure in heaven. Amen. In your heart or with your body, I invite you to bow down before the Lord. Grant, Almighty God, that your people may recognize their weakness and put their whole trust in your strength, so that they may rejoice forever in the protection of your loving providence. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please join in singing our closing hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Go now in love to serve the Lord. Go in peace.
Saturday again next weekend?
Friday.
So, a definite maybe.
Pretty much.
That's my thought. Any choirs doing the same music and just record and yeah.
We can...
There's a lot of...
If they're the same songs, let's just record
yeah.
And listen to them.
No, for real. There's literally four or five of the choirs that make the same song by accident. And so some of them are just like, oh, I know this one. But then sometimes they choose, if you guys know about, like, when they separate the voice parts.
Yes.
SATB or SSA of the same version. And so, like, that's kind of cool. Like, I'm used to this, we have this many parts.
About the winners.
Yeah.
I'm not coffee doing it.
Coffee.
I have to go.
Good. Okay.
But you can let me know.
I'm pretty sure the 8th we can do 7.
Okay. 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for me, just send them the music. Or the
maybe. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll write it on and then let's take a picture.
Okay.
And I also, need somebody to remind me to send you all the PowerPoint.
I got the PowerPoint today because I was volunteering today.
Oh, you got it. I can't remember when Michelle, let's see when she sent it out this last week.
She usually sends it out
Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thursday.
That's probably why I forget. Thursday, a lot of stuff. Well, if we're at practice on Friday, somebody tell me to send it to her. I need to have something on telephone for baby.
I think with today's songs, they were familiar, so.
They were so good today. I actually had such a fun service today. That was good music.
See, and there was me. I wanted to sing Blessed Assurance, but I was giving communion. I'm like, okay, can't sing. Can't sing.
I think heard Jordan even notice singing it. He's singing it.
What's the wording on this stuff? It's too cold.
Aw, serious?
It's too cold for me.
But it looks like it would be good.
Yes. It wasn't this fun to shovel.
Really this time I'll write that.
Just send out a confirming email.
Yes, just send
an email. Confirm by email.
I'm not going to do it with him.
stay for a meeting for lay leaders.
A hearing test tomorrow.
A hearing test?
Yes.
Or is your, are you having some problems with your hearing?
My left ear.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's been a while now. I've been borderline for the longest time, but I do not want to repeat what my dad did. He was denied, and not be able to hear me. Ringing, can I get ringing in this?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I've got, you know.
Well, that's the worst, you guys. I didn't know you had that. I've heard about that. Yeah, like, that's bad.
I've had it for so long, you know.
You're so used to it, yeah.
It's, and I can ignore it.
In the early days, it was hard to fall asleep. Ringing.
Oh, serious.
But now it's
just
like, every day.
Just background. Like,
but with the hearing aids, like I had, had my hearing test in February. And they're saying with the hearing aids, they can set up, they're expensive hearing aids, but they can provide a counterpoint to the ringing.
Shut up.
Also,
cool.
Put them out.
And yeah, kind of, over time, it cancels it out.
That's some neat science right there. That's cool to hear that.
I got new glasses, so I can see again.
There you go. They look cool too.
Yeah, I gotta set up an appointment with an optometrist. I'm finally driving at night.
You've gone this far without glasses, or do you have reading glasses? Or?
I have reading glasses.
Okay. Oh, right, they're there.
I got both.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I did have bifocals for a while until my ophthalmologist said, "Why do you have these?"
Really?
Yeah, because he said the prescription was so weak. You should be able to compensate for it. And I agreed, because I mean, I had difficulty with the glasses. They gave me a headache.
I've heard bifocals can be kind of a pain, just for some people to be like, where
well,
do I?
Well, I have an astigmatism, a slight astigmatism.
Okay.
Anyway, so,
yeah.
Reading regular print, say, 20 feet away is almost impossible. So.
Gotcha.
The plus, two glasses, three now.
I was just getting migraines from wearing them.
Yeah. It's good to hear some of that stuff. It's like when you're really busy and on the go, things might happen and you just kind of blame other things. You're like, oh, I probably didn't drink enough water. Or, oh, I probably didn't eat what got wrong with this. And so, but yeah, sometimes it could be your daily, this or that, that's aggravating things. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to gauge kind of like what's the reason or cause and what should I look at. And
I like now that contacts have the multifocal view. Yeah, so when I go snowboarding,